Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Dear gas prices, go take a hike. Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. The Toyota hybrid lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Not to mention top tech to help keep you connected. Plush premium interiors and the most advanced Toyota safety features. So, now you know who you're talking to. Toyota, the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. With a hybrid or electric vehicle built for every driver. Seriously, dear gas prices, do you really think you can stand in our way? Think again. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
Everybody, it is time for another one of our previews here on the Blue Room. This one's for Subscribers Weekly, which this week had myself and Dave Downey on it to chat about a variety of things, everything including the ownership and the potential moral quandaries that may await the Blues in regards to that going forward. We also spoke about the changes at the academy level, and of course, Leighton Baines becoming the new under-18s manager there and what that may mean for him and what may mean for the team. What changes we want to see implemented at that level going forward. We also spoke about Alex Iwobi, who has done an interview with the club site today. Obviously had a fantastic end to the season. I just thought it'd be a good time to take stock on his position in the Everton squad and where we are viewing the end of last season as a real, full and permanent turn of the corner, or whether there's any concern about him relapsing into his pre-Frank Lampard form. So this full conversation, the full show, was over an hour long. It's available over on the Blue Room Extra, patreon.com/theblueroomextra. The link is in the description to where you listen to this podcast. If you want to sign up, works out around about £1 a week. We do shows every day throughout the summer, every weekday throughout the summer in regards to Everton. Cover off all the transfer news. We have Subs Weekly, we have Mailbag. Plenty going on over there. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. If you want to hear this show in full. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy this chat regarding Alex Iwobi in his position in the Everton squad, and hopefully we'll see you over on the Blue Room Extra too.
Do you view him now as someone who has completely turned the corner and is going to be a really important part of Frank Lampard's Everton team going forward? Or do you still look at him as someone who, you know, those 3 or 4 years before the final 6 months of this campaign is still looming large in your mind when you think of Alex Iwobi?
Really good question. I think that he's turned a lot of people's views around, as it turned my view around of him, when almost immediately from the fee we paid for him, it was always an uphill struggle for him to get Everton fans on his side. The way in which he played since then up until this season was obviously so unfortunate, but also like he didn't get anywhere near the sort of play that we wanted. They got nowhere near the fee that we paid for them. I mean, how familiar is this? I mentioned it at the start, you know, in regards to when if we got new owners and he wanted to spend money and what Mascheri's done since he's been with us. He's very much near the front and centre of that. Has that changed? I think, yes, it has. I'm going to go out on the limb and say that I think he's done, he's made a marvellous effort at trying to redeem the way in which he's played for Everton. Now, the way in which he's played, I'll just sort of put that into a sentence. The way in which he's played, disappointing, undoubtedly. But was it to a point where the disappointment was because he was A, in inverted commas, lazy, which some people have said. Others have just completely thrown him away and thought that this lad is nowhere near good enough to be in a Premier League football club, let alone Everton football club that's struggling. Then we've seen somebody show character. And that's the main thing that I've seen from Iwobi that makes me want him to stay. I think to do that in the face of adversity like he has done, that is much more precious than simply doing it when Everton are a mid-table side, like we have been since he's been there until this season. And a player that you've watched and thought, this fella's awful. He's nowhere near the level of player we need to get Everton to kick the table. What it turns out we do have is a fella who has decided to, you know, properly pull his shorts up, pull his socks up and properly try for this football club. And that's been the main issue for me and many other Blues, I think, is that how many times you watch the Blues this season and thought that they've let you down because they generally don't look like they give any sort of care for our club when we've seen them play in an Everton shirt. Iwobi is one of them. And, well, obviously, Richarlison does it. You can argue about others, but since we're focusing on Iwobi right now, to see and feel and watch him perform and put everything he had, that's all that Evertonians ask for. I remember I've spoken to so many former players, Everton legends, who've said it to me in the past. All Everton fans want and will be happy with and content with is everybody trying that wears a blue shirt. Alex Iwobi has done this for Everton when he's absolutely needed to. Could you go as far as saying possibly that Everton would be relegated if Iwobi didn't step up the way in which he has? I think that there's a reasonable debate to have with that. I think, you know, look at the Newcastle game, for instance, when he scores that winner late on. You look at the way in which he's performed since. That insane day at Goodison Park. I think you have to value him and you have to then get to a point where you think, regardless of me thinking he's a player that Everton will succeed if he's an Everton player, do I think he will? We will. No, I don't. Because I don't think he's that good. But what I do think he's done is earn himself an opportunity to continue being an Everton footballer. And more to the point, a good Everton footballer who starts regularly, not just somebody we throw on off the bench to change things because we've been losing games or we want something, an additional spark. Because I don't think he's that particular type. I think he's somebody right now that's completely changed his image in and amongst us, and probably Arsenal fans, if you were to ask them. Somebody who's so frustrating, seems to have all the talent in the world, but never, ever performed it. How many times have we said that about Everton players in the past? But with Everton players in the past, we've tried to move them on. We've tried to get rid of them. We've tried to just completely dismiss them as quickly as we possibly could, given the money that we've wasted for them. This guy is not that. He's somebody who's completely flip things over in a positive way, as any somebody we were desperate to get rid of, somebody we wanted to say the Deadwood term come towards him quite often, and not so often after he initially signed for us, given the money we paid. Now we're in a position where I'm like, well, I think he's earned his right to be an Everton player. Now, look, other fans of clubs will laugh at that, saying, oh, he's earned the right to be an Everton player to finish 16th. Everton had no chance of finishing 16th at certain points this season. Certainly before Lampard come in. And again, it's the other facet of that matter is that you do have to applaud Lampard in getting him into the team and getting him into a position where he's effective and was somebody who's one of our best players as that season came towards the end of it. So yeah, absolutely. I think he deserves to stay. I think he deserves a role in the team. And let's see what he can do without having the burden of us as fans giving him a load of shit on the sidelines, but also without the burden of having to try to survive a relegation. One thing I will say as a slight negative to finish this rant that I've had about him is that I hope this just isn't something that we've seen that's going to last for a while and just a couple of months. We've seen something really good. We've seen a flash in the pan from him, but we're now, because we're Everton safe, and I think this goes for a lot of other players as well, that they aren't going to contribute the way in which they have in recent months, because then we'll end up in the same old scenario that we ended up with last season.
Yeah, I think going in the early years of his Everton career, I sort of thought if he's going to contribute to this, it's going to be with his work on the ball. Yep. And it's weird the way in which it's flipped, isn't it? To obviously, he had some good moments in possession last season, but the things you think about him are his defensive work and his ability to cover ground. And that's, you made a point there about him and Richarlison being ones that clearly cared towards the back end of last season. Being brutally honest, midway through the season or start of the season when things were going really wrong, I did look at him and think that's someone that's probably not really that fussed and isn't really that invested in what's going on here. It's not really worked for him. He's one of those players that we've spoken about so many times, Dave, over the years, who's come to Everton and has thought, have I ended up here being a star player, a great prospect at a top club that's been in the Champions League and challenging for trophies and winning trophies, and now I'm at Everton surrounded by a load of other dossers who are thinking the same thing. And I did sort of think he fell into that category. And I think that's where Frank Lampard deserves so much credit, because he has been probably Lampard's biggest success story, hasn't he, in terms of turning a player around so far and getting the best out of him. And I don't necessarily think Alex Iwobi suddenly become this ridiculous athlete off the ball because he suddenly realised that he loves the club and he's got his values aligned with the City of Liverpool and all that kind of stuff. It's probably Frank Lampard's come in and made him value himself and show a bit more personal pride in his performances. And that off the ball stuff is something that certainly I think is noticeable since Lampard come in. And late this season, so midway through May, I was thinking about this and I text Matt Cheaton one day about it, sort of asking him, saying, you know, it feels like the numbers in regards to where he'd be off the ball have gone through the roof. Although it might just be a case of where he's playing in the team, but it did sort of feel like he'd gone really high up. And Matt replied to me saying the most distance he's ever covered in a Premier League game for Everton were both in April between, obviously, at the end of last season, while the most sprints he's done in a game have all come under Lampard. He'd never done more than 22 sprints in a game pre-Lampard. Now it's done 25 plus three times. And that was with two or three games left to play that season as well. So you think about the game against Crystal Palace when he was all over the pitch that night, you'd imagine he would have been something similar in that. So Lampard has certainly got something out of him. And I think what's going to be interesting for me is I think he's going to be a regular starter again next season. I don't think he starts last 12 games of the season just gone and then suddenly falls out of the reckoning, regardless of who we sign. I think he's going to be a key player again. But I think what's going to be fascinating is whether he stays as a right wing back, where obviously he played last season in a defensive capability and did pretty well from that sense, or whether he goes and plays central midfield. And you think about those two games, the away games against Burnley away and West Ham away, where we got beat in both of them, and obviously he made a really big mistake in the build to one of those goals. But it largely looked impressive and he did a lot of good things in those games as well. So I don't know whether he's going to play right wing back or central midfield going into next season, but it feels like he's done enough certainly to earn the trust of Lampard. And he almost feels to me, Dave, as like he's going to be someone that Lampard's going to want to get in the team, whether he can play him at right wing back or he can play him central midfield, whether he can play him wherever. He feels like a lad he's going to maybe try and accommodate now, because he's someone that's Lampard's come into the football club. He's obviously done what he's done in training. He's tried to inspire the players. He's tried to get more out of certain players, and he's the one that's responded to it better than anybody else. So I can absolutely see him being a key part of this moving forward.
I agree with that. I think versatility also comes into it. You mentioned there the right wing back role that he played so well for the most part. It'd be interesting to get his thoughts alone. It'd be interesting to get when everybody returns. I know Frank Lampard's loving it with Wayne Lineker at the moment out in there.
Fantastic. Not the photos with Wayne Lineker, I must stress to add. The photo of Lampard with the empty Prosecco bottle with his hair all ruffled up is certainly one that I could resonate with.
I think we all woke up with that sort of feeling, that exact type of photo the day after that.
Palace.
Yeah, absolutely. But it'd be interesting to see, and I'd like to get the thoughts on this, maybe if you possibly can, maybe probably won't, but how Lampard, basically in a larger scenario, sees how certain things pan out for certain players with the club, but with Iwobi in regards to what we see from him, whether Lampard goes into this with us and that with the thought that, look, mate, you've been brilliant at this right wing back. I think it's pretty obvious that that's not where he wants to play. So therefore, do you see that as somewhere that you want to keep him playing there, or is it where you go into him and say you've earned the right to play in the position you want to play at this football club? I think that's probably a difficult answer. I think many people would say, well, he sticks where he is because if that's the thing that's made him any good, then why would you possibly change it? But I have a feeling that Iwobi himself will be a player that wants to be involved in Everton attacking and going forward and not always having a defensive responsibility. The fact that he proves it is great. But in my opinion, I think he to reply to the way he is now, feels that he's earned a way into this side that doesn't have to be stereotyped into him being a right wing back, which sounds quite bizarre that you'd even be talking about this sort of thing, 6 months ago, Matt? But it is, and that's the predicament that we're in. And it's a good predicament. It's one of the few positive ones that I'm looking at across the summer to think, yeah, this fella's earned his role. We've had countless amounts of players in the team that haven't earned that but still being able to get their opportunities. Iwobi's earned this to his own right. Let's see what he feels first and foremost. And then does Lampard even think of him as a player that is able to play in a couple of different roles? Can we just judge where he plays by the game we've got, who we're playing, who the opposition are? Do you throw Iwobi into that number 10 where a lot of people at the start and when he came in said that he was really good at playing at 10? Do you put him in central midfield because we're unable to sign certain type of players that we want to fit in at the football club? I am more comfortable in answering those sort of questions when we're staring at a transfer window where we can't spend a penny at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And with that in mind as well, because there's as much as everyone wants a clearing of the decks and for all the deadwood to go out this summer, there will be players knocking around still in this squad next year that people don't want around. And I think it's really helpful, actually, to have someone like Alex Iwobi that Frank Lampard can point at and say, look, lads, you know, this is what happens if you reply yourself.
Únese al equipo de BD en Columbus, Nebraska. Estamos contratando para múltiples posiciones con elegibilidad de bonos de inicio de trabajo. Nuestro plan de beneficios integral comienza para todos sus empleados en su primer día, incluyendo los planes de seguro de bajo o ningún costo para algunas posiciones, las oportunidades de crecimiento de la carrera y más. BD está hecho para lo que viene en la salud y su carrera. Solicite hoy en jobs.bd.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.